John Fanger is our Deputy Director General at the Ministry of Health, Māori. Thank you for joining us, John. Tēnā koe, kia ora anō, hoki mai.
Tēnā anō koe, tāia anō tira, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora. Well, it's never a dull moment in New Zealand politics, therefore health. Can we talk about some of the issues that are surfacing through the media, and I'd just like comment if you're able. There are allegations that the Ministry are withholding funds that have already been allocated for immunisations while they wait for the new government to be embedded. But meanwhile, opportunities to immunise our tamariki and whānau seemingly on hold and in some cases potentially lost. Is there a public health focus on immunisation and infectious diseases for Māori underway right now, John?
Oh, absolutely, Dale, and it's been underway for some time. With regard to the first point you raised, I'm not aware of any funding being withheld at the moment. In fact, if anything else, we're working very closely with Te Aka Whai Ora and Te Whatu Ora, including weekly leadership meetings, specifically looking at immunisations and how we can increase. You know, we know from the evidence we have, including our response to COVID, that vaccination remains one of the best ways to protect our whānau. So actually, it's just the opposite. If anything, we're working a lot more closely. There's a lot more effort into this. There's work that Te Whatu Ora has been undertaking for some time in terms of running a campaign to support parents and caregivers to better understand immunisation. We've got other outreach activities. Rolling Babes have got, there was an independent immunisation task force, and there's something like 54 recommendations and action plans sitting underneath that being implemented. But it is, it's been a challenge. Some of it, I think, though, is the challenge post-COVID, particularly around things like misinformation. But, you know, all the evidence and information I've seen clearly points to the fact that immunisation helps protect our people, particularly our babies and our youngsters.
Well, there's still plenty of COVID around. A couple of colleagues have it, my neighbours as well. I just spoke with Deporter Thompson about Te Niwha hosting a infectious diseases and preparedness summit last week. Were you aware of that? Did you have any representatives from the ministry attend?
I'm not sure if other parts of the ministry attended. I was aware of it, and I'm aware of the work that Te Pura and Te Niwha have been doing for some time. I don't think any of my staff attended, Dale, but there were certainly health people, both from Te Whatu Ora, Te Aka Whai Ora, and I think from other parts of the ministry there as well.
Tēnā koe, I spoke with a medical commentator and some specialists too, concerned that Pharmax cut funding for the respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. There's a preventative drug for at-risk PEPI, and of course we know that RSV is particularly prevalent among Māori and Pacifica babies. Who has oversight then of Pharmac, and what's being done to address this situation from your understanding, John?
If I go to your that first question first, who has oversight? I think primarily oversight of Pharmac's at two different levels. One is the Ministry of Health. It's our responsibility as the funding department, if you like, for Pharmac. So we monitor them against agreed direction and priorities. In their statement of intent, they also, as a Crown entity, have their own board, which provides oversight and governance, and the board's accountable to the Minister of Health, as indeed the Minister is. In terms of what's been done to address this, in 2022 and 2023, in the RSV seasons, which, as you know, happens over winter, our clinical advice at that stage was, particularly being uncertain about what was going to happen with COVID, that we should make sure that there was prioritisation for it to be funded. So Pharmac has, but Pharmac has most recently re-evaluated the main medicine, if you like, to see about its health benefit. We were able to utilise funding for that previous round from COVID, for instance. It's still, we're still looking, and I think Pharmac has still got that medication on its list looking forward, but at the moment they're not looking to continue to fund that. There remain other things we're doing, though, to address RSV. As I said, Dale, it's particularly something that we need to keep an eye on in the winter months.
Tēnā koe, and always good catching up with you. What else have you got to share with our kaiwhakarongo this morning off your workbench there, John?
Oh, I just want to actually, that last point about immunisation, I just want to acknowledge all of our local and community and iwi and Māori Health and indeed other community-based providers at the moment, particularly around things like immunisation. There's a lot of work being undertaken by them directly to try, and quite challenging, getting good information to our people and taking services as close by to them, so that particularly whole of whānau immunisation is able to be undertaken easily. So I just want to do a big shout out to them, Dale. As you know, there's been a really busy time over winter too, and before that, of course, a very busy time over COVID.
Tēnā koe, John. Thanks for sharing some time with us again today. Look forward to our next kōrero. Mauri ora.
Mauri ora, kia koutou.
Kia ora, rawatu. I just also want to acknowledge